B-Pod Studios.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Are you there, Lorraine? I don't know where she went. She went off somewhere. And everybody's willy-nilly this morning. Roy's back in the studio.
Oh, my gosh. I am. Oh, to hear, by the way, the radio station in full in my headphones. Oh, it's so amazing. Y'all don't even know what type of operation I had. I was huddled in my guest bedroom next to a blanket.
When was the last time you were here?
It's been since March 23rd on my show sheet.
Yeah, over a month.
Yeah, over a month.
Wow.
But we finally got some safety stuff in place, and we're good to go now.
Yeah.
I had to check everyone's wonderful temperature this morning.
I measured a 98.7, I believe.
Yeah.
Producer Nicole was a very, very...
No, you were 98.6. Okay. I was 0.7. Don't take my 0.7.
You're very warm, Nicole.
In fact, I was like 98.2. I've been so healthy. I'm down. I'm less than all you. But no, we got one of those, you don't even touch the head thermometers, you know, that you see on TV all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are pretty cool.
Did you order that?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's one of the requirements of me coming back.
I know. I love it.
I got to check y'all's temperatures.
Are you there, Loren? Is your mic on? You're working?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, I don't know why you guys can't hear me. And well, I couldn't hear Roy.
Now you can. Hold on. Now you can. Say hi to each other like you first meeting each other.
Hi, Roy.
Hi.
There we go. Now I can hear you.
Yeah, so Roy, I'm sitting here at the computer, then all of a sudden the door opens, and it's usually Nicole, obviously, and Roy rolls in with his mask on, his gloves on, and his thermometer, and he goes, I got to check your temperature.
Please tell me you took pictures.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay.
You know, we dug it in from the, you know, rear, but that's...
Is there any other way to do it?
That's the most accurate.
That's right. The most accurate source. Oh, man. Well... it's a funny thing because Roy hasn't been here since March 23rd. And what did we do? You have that sheet right in front of you, Roy. Uh-huh. Like, what was life like over a month ago? Like, a little over a month ago.
Well, it looks like we were making fun of the toilet paper nonsense. Because we had a TP or not TP game.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun
game. We talked about your mom being in the hospital. That was a month ago.
Oh, wow. Yep, she fell. Recovering.
I was given some good news. We still did the good news segment back then. And we launched Operation Kids Care a month ago.
Yeah. By the way, Manny, how is your mom? We never really got an update on that, like long term.
Yeah. I mean, mom's still in a wheelchair after she fell. She thankfully didn't fracture her. She didn't break her hip. She fractured a bone under her hip and they like glued it or something.
Okay.
And so she went for a checkup. The doctor loved the process, and she's going back in 2 weeks where she expects to be able to put more weight on it.
Good.
Great.
Yeah. She doesn't want a walker, though. So she's like, I'll skip the walker phase, and I'll just do, like, you know, therapy from home and stay in the wheelchair and try and walk around. I said, Mom, you got crutches. She goes, I'm not athletic enough to get on crutches.
I hear you, girl. I can't do crutches well either. Every time I get on it, it's like I'm operating space equipment. I'm all wobbly, don't know how to do it.
Are they in a ranch house? Like, she doesn't have to go upstairs for anything,
No,
right?
Thank God. Yeah, they are in a ranch house. And I built a ramp that goes out the front door. And that's the only way they can get in and out, which stinks because they park the garage, you know, the car in the garage or whatever. If it's raining, they got to go around to the front. Yeah. But you can't get the way the house is built. There's no way to get the wheelchair in through the garage door. Like you walk in, you got to make an immediate turn and you jam up.
You know, I have a ranch, too, and it was built in like 1950 something.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, people weren't fat then, I guess, because the door frames are so small. Like, in order to get to my guest bathroom, I have to slide in sideways.
Like there was no code.
Yeah. So strange.
But, you know, I was just so glad that my mom didn't break her hip, because usually, like, at my mom's age, you know, mid to late 70s, it's hard to recover from that.
Yeah.
So, and did I tell you that my brother called me and just go shut up and just listen? When he told me about
it. No. But why did he word it like that?
He told me and my middle brother.
No, listen to what I have to say.
Yeah, I know. Well, especially my middle brother. My middle brother and my older brother really still to this day don't get along 100%. They probably operate at about a 75% rate whenever they're together as to whether there's a conflict or not.
Okay.
Well, they're probably so competitive.
Yeah, I mean, one's 48, the other's 50. So and it's been that way since they were 5 and 6. So it's never really changed. And my brother Rich called me and he goes, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told your brother Kevin. Shut up and just listen. I'm going to go, okay. And he called me more than once, so I knew something was up. And I said, oh, my God, Mom's at the hospital with the Rona. Because it was, you know.
Sure, that was around that time.
Yeah. And so, like, no, she fell. But the sucky part was that my dad couldn't be with her, and she was alone in the hospital.
Yeah.
But they got her in and out, man. So, thank you, Lorraine. Yeah, she's doing well. What's going on in y'all's world, besides Roy being back here today? Oh, Lorraine asked for something at my house. Lorraine, so I think this child base that you gave me, I think, was outdated. You know how you have to keep that stuff dated?
No.
You do. Amanda's all up on it. It's like, and if it's past its expiration date, you can't sell it and you can't use it.
Why wouldn't you just give it back to me?
No, because it's outdated.
You would use an outdated one?
No, but wouldn't you just tell me that?
Well, I don't know. I had like 4 of them in my garage, and I think they all got tossed. But I'll buy you a new one for your sprinkle. Don't worry about it.
I don't even know what these are. They're
car seat bases for infants. So you have this like piece that snaps in, like the baby sits in, and then you snap it into the car.
The carrier snaps into it, so it's easy to get the baby in and out.
Those have expiration dates?
Everything
That's
does.
That's what I said. I'm like, I don't think they have expiration dates unless they're broken for some reason. But like I lent my carrier to Manny when he had Ruby. And he gave me back the carrier, but no bases.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll double check again. But I was talking to my warehouse manager, Amanda, and she seems to think that we tossed them because they were outdated. But like I said, if I don't find it, I'll get you a new one for your sprinkle.
Okay.
Let me tell you, I know because yesterday I saw the text message of her wanting it back and then you didn't have it. And I knew deep down that there was a total panic yesterday because Lorraine, you know, she doesn't have her nursery together. Now she can't get her car seat base. And I'm like, you ruined her yesterday. I know there was panic. I know there was a flip out about you yesterday.
Was that true?
And I destroyed my house looking for them. I mean, destroyed attic space, destroyed bedroom, like closets, destroyed my garage. And they were nowhere to be found. I was like, I know Manny didn't give it to me back.
No, and I might not. Like I said, I will double check again, but I don't want you to freak out. If you don't have it, I will get you one.
Okay. See, you're better than me. I would have really doubled down and be like, I definitely gave it back to you. I don't know what you're talking about. I would have doubled down. Last thing I would have told her is that I threw it away.
Unless... No.
That's the last things I would have said to her.
I'm trying to think. Did I give it away to someone else? I don't think I did.
Gosh, that's even something else I wouldn't say.
But I'll find out for you, for sure.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. What are we doing? I don't even know. I was shocked by Roy coming back into the studio unexpected today. Oh, I'm so glad you're here because we got to talk about you.
I know. But there's a big thing going on in my life. I may be a daddy.
Do you need a car seat?
Yeah. Hey, Lorraine, he gave me the car seat base. I'll let you have it when I'm done with it.
All right, we're joking, but Roy says he's got the documentation and the paperwork. He was showing it to us yesterday on the Rap Party podcast saying that you've got it right there.
I got it right here.
Saying that there's someone from your extended family.
Who wants me to take care of her kid.
Wow.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
If you're just joining us, big news this morning. Roy Brown back in the studio.
I am back here. It's very nice to be back at home and to leave and put pants on, to be quite honest with you.
How he tricked Sterling, his partner, to get out of the house, we'll explain in just a little bit. But it has to do with a teddy bear, a Kiss shirt, and a pair of headphones.
Yeah. The best of our shows just running in the guest bedroom.
Roy recorded a couple things going, oh, Manny, no way. Lorraine! On repeat.
Well, my poor dog's the one who's going to be mainly traumatized after this. She spent the past month hanging out with me all day. Now she's like, she's going to run in that bedroom and thinking I'm in there. And nope. I ain't in
Daddy
there.
Daddy abandoned me.
Well, according to some breaking news that came yesterday on the Rap Party podcast, which is a little more MRL every single day, we do about 15 to 20 minutes of extra MRL after the show, mostly unfiltered. That's where we found out that Roy might be bringing someone else into his home.
That's right. Maybe a child. I got a letter here from the social services, and it informs me, and now I break down the whole letter, and I read the whole letter on the podcast, and if you want to go word for word, you can do that. But it pretty much says, hey, here's this kid, here's this kid's parents, and we believe that you are related, and we would like for you to take care of this kid. That he's in our custody. You know, if you need financial assistance taking care of him, let me know. That type of thing. And I swear to you, I'm looking at the names and I don't know these people. I'm looking at a last name and I know the last name. It's like my cousin's, whoever they married.
Yeah.
Last name.
Distant relative.
Right.
So you've reached out to these people and have they gotten back to you?
Yeah, I got this letter in the mail Friday and I called Saturday because there's an attorney on it. I called the attorney and nothing yesterday. But I called and emailed the attorney and I called the caseworker.
This feels scammy to me. I don't know. You guys know I believe nothing.
But you know, they're saying they want to give me financial support, not the other way around.
Exactly. They're not asking for anything, Ren, except to let this boy in the house.
No, I know. But, like, I mean, typically when you take on a child, you do get, like, government financial support. But, like, I don't know. The way that the letter is worded, like, at some point in the letter, I know it says, I know this is a lot to take in. Call me with any questions.
Yep.
And maybe that's the attorney's, like, phrasing to it, like, just to put a human spin on it. But, like, I just imagine they're like, okay, we're going to send the kid to you, but we'll wire you some money first, so send us your information.
But what Loren is saying, I know this is a lot to take in. Let us know if you have any questions, is the same thing that Prince from Nigeria says when he sends his email out asking you for $10,000 and you get 30 back.
You know, but right. I looked up the names. I looked up the phone number. It's legit people. Like, these are legit, you know.
No, it's legit. I mean, it's legit Virginia letterhead.
Yeah, it's Department of Social Services. And I'm, you know, and then I'm looking at the list of things that they want me to do. And, like, one of the things is, like, go to school, sports, and after-school events. And I'm like, well, luckily I wouldn't have to do that anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, this whole conversation, because Roy was so caught off guard by it and with everything going on in the world, I mean, this is a serious conversation to have, though. I mean, somebody really out there is needing someone to support them and help them, and your name has gotten into the hopper.
And my heart says I want to help this kid, right? Like, there's no way I want this kid to be bouncing around in foster care. But I also realize that I can barely take care of myself. So how the hell am I going to take care of a child?
Like, also,
my dog runs away daily. There's no way the child's got a shot.
My dog is a full-time job.
Also, can you take a child from another state?
I don't know. Yeah, like, can I bring the kid across state lines? I don't live in Virginia anymore.
Rail trigger an Amber Alert.
Well, but, you know, they mailed me here in Charlotte, so...
Maybe.
You know, they know I live here in Charlotte.
This is a lot of information to take in. This is damn near a family meeting, which we haven't had one on the MRL show in a long time. But
you think it's... I had to have a personal family meeting. I sit down with Sterling.
What did he say?
He was quiet. It was very, well, whatever. What do you want? What do you want to do, you know? Because it's tough. It's tough to say... it's tough to turn a child away. Mm-hmm. That's tough. But I don't know if I'm the right person. You know, I can think of a lot more different people that would be well suited to do this than me. And then, you know, and then I had other people tell me, they're like, but when is it the right time? Like, there's a lot of people who are straight and they accidentally have kids, you know?
Yeah.
You see, me as a gay person, I don't have to worry about that. It's always going to be a well thought out process.
Right.
Yeah, but just because you take this child in now, and this is not, I mean, this is more of a selfish thought process, but like, just because you take this child in now, once you get attached to that child could also be taken away from you.
Oh, yes,
and
temporary.
Go back. Yeah, it's not, you're not adopting this child. Well, you're fostering, basically.
And that's what I was, you know, talking with Sterling about. I'm like, is it, you know, I don't even know how old this kid is, by the way. I have no clue who this child is. And I'm like, is it, you know, a 12-year-old that needs a place to stay for 2 weeks? Okay, that's different. That's a different conversation.
Right.
You know, I have a guest bedroom. you know, I'll play video games, we'll hang out, we'll have a good time. If this is going to be like a year thing and I gotta go to a doctor and I got to worry about that school care in September, that's different, right? You know?
Yeah, I wonder. Now, I know on the Rap Party podcast, you said you spoke with your mom. Your mom's familiar with the names but didn't understand the connection, why they would reach out to you.
Yeah.
It's that far removed. What about, I wonder if you reach out to, like, your any other cousins or if who else in the family's been contacted?
Yeah, I try not to do that.
I know you do, but
I try not to talk to them.
You're so good with your family.
I guess I'll send a letter.
Throw us some calls. We would love to hear from you. This is like, you know, it's like a nervous laugh coming from Roy. I can tell.
Well, because I feel awful.
But ultimately, there's nothing you can do. Let's be honest. Like, you're not going to be persuaded into taking in this foster child. It's just,
okay, but wait. Hold on a second. Maybe he would be if he talked to the social worker and the social worker is like, we've reached out to everybody in your family and nobody has contacted us back.
Oh.
Then you're literally saying, you know, this child has nowhere to go.
They're going to tug at those heartstrings, man. I am too nice of a person.
704 texted in and said, an ICPC will allow you to move a child across state lines. You were asking about that.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe someone has been in this position before. Maybe you're someone who had to, you know, answer the call when somebody needed some fostering in your family. How did you handle it? What kind of steps can Roy do next? This is actually a good lesson, not just for you, but for a lot of people listening.
Sure.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. I got an interesting letter from the Virginia Department of Social Services back in Roanoke, Virginia, my hometown. And we broke it down, the letter, down in depth. If you get the MRL On Demand podcast, we did it on the Rap Party there. But it's saying that, hey, we believe you're related to this child, and we want you to take care of him. Go to school, sports, after-school care, temporary or permanent home. It goes to a whole list of other things it wants me to provide. And then it goes to say that if I need financial assistance to support the child, let us know. And then there's like an attorney's contact information at the bottom.
A lot of text messages coming through, Loren, from people who are in similar situations, which is blowing my mind.
Well, yeah.
I never thought I would get a letter in the mail saying, hey, will you take care of this kid?
980 texted in and said it's called a kinship placement. Because my question to you, Roy, and I'll read this in a second, but isn't there like a, don't they have to run a background check on you? Like,
right.
They're just going to give you a kid? No offense to you, but they don't know you from Adam.
Right.
But
maybe this is the first step.
Well, like,
yeah,
maybe
this
after
person
this.
Said it's called a kinship placement. So more than likely, the parents ran out of options and then gave this social worker Roy's name.
I don't even know the parent, y'all. I look at the parent's name is on this letter, and I recognize a last name as like my cousin's married into family. I don't know these people. Mm-hmm. I don't know them. I wouldn't even be able to say that I've seen them at a family function.
Or you're even friendly with them on Facebook or any social media.
I've attempted to look on Facebook, and I don't see them there at all, which makes this so strange to me.
Good morning, Kelly.
Hey, good morning.
So Roy got this very out of left field letter from social services in Virginia. What do you think? You had something similar happen?
Sort of. We were not contacted, but somebody in our family was contacted when there was twins left at the hospital and abandoned. We didn't find out actually that they were born until 3 or 4 weeks later. And then we chose to do it instead of us being contacted, but, it is called kinship care, and there's a lot of steps to go through. You can't just take in a child. So we had to have a home study done, a background check. Let's see. We had to fill out a bunch of paperwork. They kind of dive into your personal life.
But you knew the child, Kelly. See, that's the thing is, like, Roy doesn't know this person.
Yeah, and so it sounds like it's probably legit, and maybe the parents are involved. See, the parents for the twins were not. These babies were abandoned, so that's the difference there. So maybe these parents were involved enough to say, here's some family members that are possibilities. But it is kinship care, but you don't get financial help, at least not right away. There's things that you can get help with, and you can get I can't think of what it's called. Well, you can get child support and things
sure.
like that, but you don't really get per se a check per month per child unless you're a licensed foster parent, and it takes like a couple months to.
Well, Roy's not in it for the money, yeah. Kelly.
No, of
like,
course
like
not.
He was just saying that they said that in the letter.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
that you know, yeah.
In the letter, I wasn't sure because it'd be kinship care. They can't sit there and say I'm the. You know, I wasn't sure why they went ahead and said. Needing financial.
Maybe that's their way of to make you think this isn't a scam. I don't know.
Maybe.
Made me think it was.
Thanks, Kelly.
You know, and then the other time, they're right now, they're airing. We were years ago, we were on this TV show on the TLC network, and they're re airing those episodes. I'm getting messages from girls who think I'm cute because they still think I'm straight. Because I was never gay on the TV show, never came out of the closet.
Right.
So I'm like, did someone. Who watched the TV show put my name into, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but
I
was, you're a mess on the TV show. That would be that would be the worst idea.
Because I don't know these people. I recognize the last name, but I don't know these people.
Yeah. But maybe they think he's got that
Reality show money.
Yeah.
I've got bad news.
Yeah.
Hey,
reality show money is nothing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're all listening to this potential life-altering letter that Roy got in the mail from Social Services in Virginia. What do you want to say?
So I just was thinking when I heard, you know, first of all, is there any way to find out, you know, is this just a happenstance of maybe some bad circumstances, or has this kid been maybe possibly bouncing, you know, in and out from foster,
you know,
families? Or, you know, even the, I guess, you know, kind of what really came to mind was, you know, the movies where, you know, you get the kid and it's like they're, you know, crazy or, you know, something happens where these families just were not able to keep the kid because of, you know, disorders or, you know, they were just bad or whatever the case may be. So it's like, is there any way to find out, is this a first time deal or has this kid just, you know, did the family give him up for a specific reason?
I don't know.
Those are questions that you'll ask when you speak to the lawyer and the social service director.
But then what's that? That's weird to me to ask that. I mean, right? Like, that's like...
No, it's not weird.
That's not weird?
I'm sure they get those questions all the time.
Thanks, Sarah.
But then you look like a jerk rejecting a kid.
Does that mean that anytime anyone is contacted by someone... You know, like, hey, I need help. Like, you have to do it. You know, your life is in circumstances where you're not able to do it. And that's just the hard reality of the world.
Right. And then the other thing to this is I'm immunocompromised. If I do take this kid in, the kid needs to be in quarantine for at least 2 weeks. I don't even know how we're going to do that.
828 says, Roy, take the child. Don't let him or her go to the foster home.
I know.
It may just be until the child's parents are able to care for him again. Again, you need to find out more information for sure.
Me and the kid will go. Right now, the big thing I've been doing on the quarantine is going bee hunting in the backyard. Carpenter bees drilling holes in my house.
Well, maybe he can help
so
you
now you're
that.
Okay with taking out the bees.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, you were crying because you killed one.
It's been a quarantine emotional mess, Loren. You know, you're right. I probably won't even pass whatever social service test there is to take a kid. They're going to be like, this guy's unstable.
Yeah.
980 said this may be a wonderful opportunity for you and Sterling.
We're not even married. We're just dating. I don't know.
828 said, I had to foster my niece for a couple months. It was difficult, but you got into a routine. Just think about how important it would be. Their mom was addicted and needed therapy, and once she got clean, she got him back. Roy, you and Sterling will be amazing foster parents. Notice I'm only reading the ones that are pro.
I know. I'm like, oh, there's some other ones here, too.
All right, keep us updated. As soon as you hear from the attorney or the foster people, hopefully we'll have an update tomorrow around this time, okay?
Okay, we'll let you know if I'm a daddy.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren right now. We got 5 pop culture questions. We need you to take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
Christy in Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Hey, Christy, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Perfect, I'm so excited.
First time?
Yes.
All right, let's see how you do.
Throw her out of her closet so we could get the questions underway.
All right. I'll see you later, Loren. Get out of here.
I'm going.
All right. Loren is leaving. She's gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right. Question number one. The Call to Unite is a 24-hour live stream event that's going to take place this Friday, and it's just going to be a spot to offer hope and support as we build a new future together. Over 200 big names are expected to participate, including Stedman's longtime girlfriend. Her name is?
Oh, I don't know this one.
Stedman? Longtime girlfriend. She's a Yeller former talk show host.
Gonna pull blank on this one.
You get a car. You get a car.
Okay.
Oprah.
All right.
I mean, that number one's supposed to be the gimme. All right, here we go, Christy. This prince has announced his first major project since leaving royal life. He'll be providing UK military personnel with mental health support. What prince is that?
Prince Harry.
Question three. Some of Canada's biggest stars came together to collaborate on a rendition of Lean on Me, including Haley Baldwin's husband.
Justin Bieber.
You sure it's not Stedman?
Yeah.
Okay. Question four. Thanks to fans think Ariana Grande could be in the next season of American Horror Story. We need to know what network that show airs on.
American Horror Story. Let's go with, is it AMC?
Okay. If you haven't seen Scandal, you have until May 18th before Netflix gets rid of the first seven seasons. Olivia Pope is the star of that show. Which actress plays her?
Olivia.
Three.
Oh, no.
Two.
I just forgot the last name.
One. All right, no answer there, Roy.
All right, Lorraine, come on back. Lorraine's getting her headphones on. And she is back. Lorraine, our friend Christy got three correct.
All right. Okay. The Call to Unite is a 24-hour live stream event, Lorraine, that's going to take place this Friday to offer hope and support as we build a new future together. Over 200 big names are expected to participate, including Stedman's longtime girlfriend. Her name is?
Oprah.
That's right. One to one.
This prince has announced his first major project since leaving royal life. He'll be providing UK military personnel with mental health support. Which prince is that?
Prince Harry.
That's right, 2-2.
Some of Canada's biggest stars came together to collaborate on a rendition of Lean on Me, including Haley Baldwin's husband.
Justin Bieber.
That's right, 3-3.
Fans think Ariana Grande could be in the next season of American Horror Story. What network does that show air on?
FX.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Christy said AMC. It's 4-3.
That's probably what I would have said, Christy, for some reason. Not a bad guess.
American Horror Story is my jam.
All right, question five. If you haven't seen Scandal, it's also Lorraine's jam, I think. You have until May 18th before Netflix gets rid of the first seven seasons. Olivia Pope is the star of the show. Which actress plays that character, Olivia Pope?
Kerry Washington. And I hope you talked about how you guys met her and didn't know who the heck she was.
No, and we didn't technically meet her. We asked if those were orange trees or lemon trees.
Just randomly ran into her in LA and had no idea who she was.
Yeah, we were in Burbank City. Yep.
That's so great.
I know. We didn't know. And then we saw other people take pictures with her, Roy and I. So then they walked past us and we said, who was that? They said, oh, that's Kerry Washington. Oh, good. Well, Kerry Washington got a picture and got asked if it was a pear, an orange, or a lemon tree.
Well, you know, the story of us for that day was way cooler. Like, she told people that story. She was like, you know, these two idiots didn't know who I was. Asked if it was an orange tree or a lemon tree.
All right, Christy, you know what we want to hear before we let you go?
I cannot beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Christy.
Thank you.
Have a great day, and thanks for listening to Mania, Roy, and Lorraine. We're going to move on to Mark. Mark says his wife and his best friend are texting each other, and Mark doesn't like it. But there's more to the story. You need to hear why Mark is initially upset with his wife. Don't go anywhere.
You know, I feel like right now the world is just really confusing and scary. I love your show. Appreciate that you, of course, make me laugh, give me a moment of escape, make driving out and about feels good, and I'm getting educated too.
Oh, you are?
This
is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Are we back to some sense of normalcy in our lives a little bit? We could be. After all, Roy Brown is back in the studio with me this morning after being gone since March 23rd. Was that the date?
Yeah, March 23rd. But, you know, we now have some nice guidelines here to keep me and you separated and clean.
What'd you do right when you first came in?
Right when I first came in, we took everyone's temperatures with our no head touch body thermometer.
Nicole and I passed with flying colors.
You did. We then disinfected the studio. Pretty tough. We now have hand sanitizer. We got Lysol. We got everything.
Roy's keeping an eye on the hallway to make sure there's no congregating.
Nope.
Now, things will get a little crazy coming up here in like another hour or two when more people start to funnel in like a couple more people, like the people that run our IT department come in, engineers are here, and like people that do put commercials in, they're here.
Okay. Well, they
our
stay
boss
away from
is
me.
Gonna come flying through.
He better not come flying through.
What are you gonna do when he does that?
I'm gonna spray him with some Lysol in the eye. He'll get the heck out.
Spray him like a wasp.
out.
I keep saying it. Lysol is the new pepper spray.
Oh, this is funny. Hey, we wanna bring Mark in to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, morning. Yeah, my wife had a nasty sex dream about my best friend. Told me about it, and I asked her, like, why are you telling me about this? And she's like, I just want to share everything with you. And like, all right, well, you know, you don't have to tell me everything.
Hold on, Mark, hold on. On our show, we call that event with the adults together, we call it moving furniture, just because there might be younger kids listening.
We didn't even say good morning. He got straight to it.
Well, producer Nicole prepped him really well off the air. Because we had a woman call the other day, Haley, and people wanted to strangle her or themselves because she was going on and on.
Can I tell you, I didn't expect him to say those things.
My bestie screwed my wife, and I don't know what to do about it. Welcome back, Roy. Right. Anyway, Mark, okay, yeah. So your wife has a dream about messing around, moving furniture with your best friend, and then she tells you? Yeah, you should never tell.
No, she didn't have to tell me that. At least she's moving furniture with somebody else, no matter who it is. But at least it's weirder because it's my best friend. Hey, we're doing a Zoom call with him, and I'm talking to him, she's talking to him, and she tells him as well. And now we're on the text chain, and they're flirting. They're not flirting. They're just messing with
you. Flirting because they're probably just being nice, but you're taking niceness as flirting because of that dream.
They're probably teasing him.
Teasing him.
Oh, teasing?
Yeah. That's what I think, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it. Anyway, I don't like it at all. But
have you said something to her?
They're not stopping. They're just like rubbing it in. I think they're doing it just to get my goat. Yeah, I told her to stop. Man. It makes me mad.
Does she know you're calling us this morning?
Not yet. Mm.
Well, I will say, first off, let's break this down into different departments. The first department is if you dream about moving furniture with anyone, you shouldn't wake up and tell your significant other that you had that dream, especially if it's your best friend. Everybody agree with that?
Agree.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Number two. 704 just texted in and said, maybe it wasn't a dream. Maybe it's the truth and they're trying to tell you something. Not a great text to tell Mark.
No, that's not happening, Mark.
I mean, when would they? We're all under quarantine.
Right.
Everybody's confident with that? Mark, are you confident to say that that's not happening? Like 100% confident?
Yeah, I mean, she's not sneaking out to go to the grocery store and like gloves and a mask and a headscarf and standing 6 feet away from him having dirtiness. Like, that's not happening.
Although she does dress up to go to the get gas and gets fancied up.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I'm thinking it's like one of those weird parallel dimension things where sometimes in the dream, like, maybe that's real life. I don't know. Maybe this is the weird part. We're getting weird and quiet over here.
You know what? I'd go back to the fact that maybe she's cheating before you jump down that path. The parallel world.
How long you been married?
Just 2 years. But you know what? That makes it kind of like he's the man of her dream. You know what I mean? I know that.
Literally. Weird, literally.
Yeah. I know the literal.
Was he in your wedding and stuff?
Yeah, he's my best man.
Yeah.
He's around all the time.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're just goofing around. Maybe just what you do is since, because I could see myself doing this. Like, I could see,
really? You think this would fly with your wife?
No, but I could see myself teasing, you know, like teasing to push buttons and get a little laugh. But maybe text your bestie on the side without your wife being there and be like, dude, just chill your roll a little bit or whatever you want to say. Like, bro, I get it. Ha ha, super funny. But, like, I got to move on from this. My wife is riding me at home about it all the time, and it's getting annoying.
Yeah, that's good advice. All right, I'll tell him.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. Someone said, my wife tells me she has multiple dreams about being with other women at least 3 times a week. That I'm okay with, LOL. Or maybe it's a sign. What's going on with people?
somebody else just texted in and said maybe she wants to add a third to the relationship. This is her testing the waters.
You can't control your dreams. I tried to control Lorraine's dream a couple months ago by texting her the word horses before she fell asleep. She texted me.
Work.
She goes, Manny, I'm about to fall asleep, so try your social experiment. I said, okay, Lorraine, horses. You woke up the next morning, no dream of horses.
I don't think you can control your dreams, but I think the things that would happen to you throughout the day can then be in your dreams.
All right.
Yeah, your subconscious mind.
So then having said that, then maybe Mark should be mad at his wife for dreaming about moving furniture with his best friend.
Well, she probably just had a fantasy or something, you know.
Well, maybe the best friend has some qualities that she's looking for in her husband.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe.
Okay, can we take a round of phone calls on people? Did you ever get yelled at or yell at your partner because they had a moving furniture dream with someone else and they told you about it? Like, let's start there. Let's take phone calls on how often that happens.
I just don't want to know. Why would anybody say anything?
Yeah.
That's what I say. But if you do say something, can't you just then maybe you should just brush it off as a dream if it really doesn't mean anything. But don't you think people get mad when they find out?
I don't know if I'd be mad, but if I found out Sterling's not dreaming about me, my ego would be crushed. I'd be like, oh, well, tell me the specs. Tell me the stats on this fake guy, this dream guy.
Let me poke holes in your theory on why he's
all right.
Not so great.
We're about to give away $500 with the KISS cash code. Coming up at 8 a.m., but we want to hear from you. 704-570-9595. Did you get mad because someone had a moving furniture dream?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Just got the keyword for $500. You still have a few more minutes to put that in, but if you missed it, don't worry. We have another keyword to give you $500 coming up at 10 a.m. today.
So we're giving away $500 seven times a day. That's us giving to you. We're asking you to help us now. It's called Operation Kids Care, and it's been going for almost a month now. Probably just about a month. Producer Nicole and my son Dean, my seven-year-old son now, kind of are fronting this. And the need for cards, even though we got over 1,000 in a month, which was amazing, the need for cards isn't dying down. It's continuing to come in. We're continuing to hear from long-term care facilities that have residents who now, because these nursing homes and long-term care facilities are getting hit so hard with the COVID-19 disease, a lot of these residents now can't leave their rooms like they were able to go to common areas before. Now they're sequestered to their rooms. And every time we mention Operation Kids Care, producer Nicole gets a call from another facility saying, hey, our residents would love to receive cards and get some love from you guys because they're not seeing their families and they're not getting as much love from their families right now. And that's why we need your help.
We have the address to the radio station up at kiss951.com. There you can have your kids make these cards. You can make the cards, mail them to us, and then we will give them out to all the facilities that are needing it. How many cards do we need?
Producer Nicole
originally needed 1,000, and now I think we're up to like 1,500.
Yeah. Producer Nicole, what's the situation? Are we waiting on certain cards to send to specific facilities?
Yeah. So we got hit with a facility that has 360 members. And of course, we're not saying no to anybody. So I sent off the first half of those and to that facility, but we still need 176 more to make sure that all 360 people in the facility get a card.
Okay, so like 200 people. It's not 200 people, but 200 cards, really. So if you could do anything, if your kids could write any card, it would bring a smile to these people's face where they can't be with their loved ones. They can't go do things normally. Granted, we can't either. Everything's still kind of locked down, I think, with the quarantines extended to May 8th here.
Yeah.
Some of these people can't even go into the common area.
I know.
And even though, like, R is up until May.
Somebody opened the door behind Nicole. Are those cards?
Yeah, no, they're cards.
Yay! As we were talking, we got more cards delivered. Yeah.
But even though our, you know, we're going to start phasing into a new normal for us starting May 8th, but that doesn't mean for them, you know, like they're not considered phase one. They're not going to be able to get visitors starting when we're able to, you know, go into our new normal. So who knows how long it will be for them to receive visitors.
Yeah, and let's be honest, kids have plenty to do. They're not going back to school. So while they're doing their online learning or you're teaching them at home, before they jump on their screens or before they go outside and run around, maybe have them do some creative time. Isn't art still a class that needs to be had?
Of course it is.
Yeah. So put together some cards for us. We really appreciate it. That's why we're asking the MRL Show fam. And you guys answered our call. I didn't think we were going to get 1,000 in a month. We got over 1,000 in a month, which was amazing. So anything you can do. Roy, once again, the information is?
Kiss951.com. That's where you can get the address to the radio station and mail it to us.
All right. Are Americans at their breaking point?
Yes. Have you seen people? Of course they are. They're losing their dang minds.
All right. Really Yahoo has a poll that we want to read. I mean, Roy's back to work. He was at his breaking point.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
So Yahoo put out this poll, you guys. It said, are Americans at their breaking point? After more than 4 weeks in lockdown due to the coronavirus, it's completely understandable that some Americans have just had enough, and now this new survey says that a lot of us have reached that point. More than a quarter of Americans are affected by the stay-at-home orders, and they say that they've reached their breaking point. 72% expect to reach that in 5 weeks, meaning early June, if orders remain in effect. That's when they'll hit their breaking point.
They've already hit it. Yeah. Have you seen the protests and the craziness going on? People's hit it.
Now, take a guess, Roy and Loren. Do you think more women have reached their breaking point, according to the poll, or more men?
I say more men.
Men.
You guys are both incorrect. More women.
Really?
Yes.
Really? You guys are driving us nuts then.
29% of women say they reached their breaking point last week, while 20% of men said the same. Younger people are more likely to hit the breaking point, too, with 35% of them aged 18 to 24 feel that it's over. They've reached their breaking point.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of them still haven't taken this thing seriously even to begin with. Young people.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's hard, though. Let's be honest. Like, we could be hard on the young people, but it's hard.
Yeah.
Their lives were completely turned upside down starting in March. No school. And then all of a sudden to say you can't see your friends anymore. It's not easy. Well, I mean, you're looking at me. Both of you are looking at me weird, but it's true. Think of yourself, Loren, as a teenager. Would you be thrilled to be in the home with your mom and dad? It's hard.
No. Well,
it is gamers' dreams come true, though.
That is true. That is true. Gaming is the ultimate social distancing.
Yeah.
But, like, in the neighborhood I live, I see, like, kids, you know, they're not on top of each other, but they're out in the field. We have, like, a big soccer field, and they're spread out on blankets hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to socialize social distancing.
I get it, but, I mean, like, you don't want to get your parents sick. You don't want to get somebody else sick. So instead of handing out stimulus checks to the young people, let's hand out Xboxes.
Yeah.
By the way, this is you two are the stay off my lawn people this morning.
I think I've always had that in me, stay off my lawn. I still get upset like when the postman walks through my yard. I'm like, what if I get that resodded? Walk around.
You better not be leaving droplets on my lawn. Hey, real quick on this Yahoo poll. People are extremely worried about the following activities when we enter phase one and two and three. Oh, okay?
Dining out's number one,
nope.
Right?
Number what? Two. Going to a bar or restaurant, 62%. Going on flights, 69% of people were concerned. And using a rideshare service, 58% of people were concerned about that.
Yeah. I probably won't do either of those for a really long time.
Yeah, I'm doing that move where I'm going to let everyone else go out and see if they get sick. And then then I'll make my decision.
This is not a terrible move. I mean, we were talking about like sporting events and concerts and stuff. And it's going to take like a 2,000-person event somewhere. And after 14 days, if there's no major outbreaks,
that's a good sign.
That's a good sign.
I'll be looking at Vegas.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody will. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Happy to have Roy back in the studio this morning. Loren, don't think we'll see you back here. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you can come back in a couple weeks if things are dying out, right?
Yeah, or no? Maybe. Maybe.
I expect not to see you back in the studio until after that baby's born, like in September.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a doctor's appointment not until May 18th. It's the next time I can see my doctor.
Well, we love having everybody here with us each morning. An extended bonus hour today from 10 to 11. Thanks to Cameron for letting us do the MRL show an extra hour. But we got a lot to do today still. Let's do a quick round of trivia between you two.
Okay.
I love doing this with you guys.
Okay.
Okay. So, which item in your home is getting more use now more than ever before? Which item in your home is getting more use now than ever before because of quarantine?
Your TV.
I would say my bar of soap.
TV and bar of soap, both are incorrect.
Really?
Really?
The answer is the dining room table.
Oh, I haven't touched that thing.
The average dining room table hosts 572 conversations, 1,400 meals, 468 jokes, and 57 disagreements annually each year. Now, on top of that,
it's
mom and
office.
Dad are both working from home. The kids are doing homework there. Art projects are happening there. And you're eating not one, but sometimes three square meals on your dining room table a day.
Yeah,
I have those, I have, like, the place settings out on my dining room table, like, with the napkin and napkin ring and the plates and all that stuff, so you can't even, like, work there without having to move 20 things out of the way.
Also, on a positive note, 44% of families say that they're eating more meals together now since the lockdown began. 36% say they feel closer to their family members than before, and 32% say their kids are getting along better now than they did before quarantine.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe that. Not for a second.
No. I mean, I hear stories about my nieces during the quarantine, and it's tattletale central, and they're doing
they're
this.
They're still young, though.
Yeah, I know. They're also doing this weird thing where they want to submerge everything in water. They ask for water. Like, and then my sister thinks it's to drink, and then they take the water, and it's like a flood in the room.
No, we walked into Cash's playroom yesterday, and he had pink, thank God it was washable, but paint all over everything. I was like, how did you even get this?
I know. They're so fast. Like, all of a sudden, yesterday, Amanda goes, oh, good, Ruby's got the scissors. Well, I put the scissors on the counter to open up a packet of something, turned around, opened up the packet, and by that time, Ruby had the scissors. And Amanda goes calmly, oh, good, Ruby's got the scissors. Coming at me, by the way.
Did you guys see the guy that hacked the Wendy's deal?
He
got like a week's supply of chicken nuggets.
Ow!
So the Fat Wendy's was offering free chicken nuggets nationwide last week amid the coronavirus, and he decided to get the most of it by visiting 11 different Wendy's restaurants twice in one day. And then he stored it all in his fridge and was eating chicken nuggets a whole week long.
Oh my God.
You can't be mad at him.
I mean, when you're quarantined, you got nothing else to do.
I'll just run
around town all day.
Do we have 11 Wendy's locations around the greater Charlotte area? Probably.
Just near here, there's like three.
Okay, and I know there's two out in the Ballantyne area.
Yeah.
I love Wendy's.
You would have to be driving at least for like over an hour just going to 11 different Wendy's.
Just going to say, I went to Wendy's.
You did?
They weren't, yeah. I got a Frosty and some fries, and they weren't wearing gloves or masks.
Oh, no.
When?
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen the McDonald's has the plexiglass up.
Yeah. Well, masks aren't required. Nothing's required yet. It's recommended.
Gloves are required. You're working at a restaurant.
Gloves should be required.
Yeah.
Loren, what fast food place do you like that's kind of obscure?
Arby's. I love Arby's.
It is a little obscure. Yeah, many people,
that was my first meal after I had cash.
You don't get in like a group of the car and be like, hey, let's go get some chicken nuggets at McDonald's. No. You got Lorraine going, I want a beef and cheddar.
Is that what they're known for? Because each fast food place is known for their one, you know, like the Big Mac,
the
number one at the Chick-fil-A.
I think theirs is the
roast beef and cheddar. Sandwiches.
Yeah, roast beef.
And curly fries.
I've never been.
You've never been to Arby's?
Nope, I never had one around me. I never grew up with one.
Well, how about this?
Change your life.
Do you ever have a Long John's
Silver's. Long John Silver's was the best, Silver's? Too.
That's fast food seafood?
I know what it is. Yeah, seafood fast food, no.
Yeah, we used to get that as a kid, and I don't know anyone who's like, oh, let's go to Long John's.
I love Long John's.
Like, even the commercial's not real. Like, mom and dad are downstairs, and kids are like, we want Long John's! We want Long John Silver's!
No.
You know mine, Del Taco. We had one in Rock Hill.
I love Del Taco, too. Yeah.
The one in Rock Hill is gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're trying to bring them back, though. They had investors in Charlotte looking for people to start a... They want Del Taco back in Charlotte.
Let's do... This is fun. I like where we're going with this. This is a good conversation to have this morning, especially for the fast food places who will be serving lunch today. Let's do the ultimate fast food meal. So, like, I would take the hamburger from Wendy's, the fries from Chick-fil-A, and the Coke from McDonald's.
Okay.
So let's do something where you take three items from a fast food, different fast food restaurants. What's your ultimate fast food combo?
704-570-9595. Taking your phone calls next.
Start studying and start thinking about this.
All right.
All right.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Talking about your fast food combos, 704-570-9595. You know, Manny said he would take a burger from Wendy's, the fries from Chick-fil-A, and the Coke from McDonald's.
Don't at me, people, because that's the win.
I don't know.
We're what's yours?
A lot of text messages. I honestly, like, it's all Arby's. Like, they have good shakes, they have good fries, they have the good burgers. But I did get a text message from 704 that says, when I was pregnant, I would crave the Whopper from Burger King, the fries from Bojangles, and the Coke from McDonald's. And that sounds like a win for me.
Mm, yeah. Ooh, I forgot. Bojangles does have good Cajun fries. Mm-hmm.
So does Sonic.
Producer Nicole and I, we like the chicken from Burger King, the long chicken hoagie.
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh, so good. Extra mayo.
Oh, gosh. It's the saltiest. The bread is like super.
It is so good. But I don't like Burger King's fries.
They're okay.
No, but I like their Whoppers.
Oh, you know what I love at Burger King is them onion rings. Oh, they're so good because there's not like a real onion in it. Don't ask me what's in it. It's not. It's just onion flavor, but it's really good.
It's just onion flavor.
It's really
it's
like, good
it's
onion
not a real
flavor
onion.
Squirted in.
Yeah.
Loren, read us some text messages, and then I want Roy's try. We're doing hashtag three restaurants best fast food combo.
Okay, this one might win Roy over from 203. I want the fries from McDonald's, the nuggets from Wendy's, and the burgers from Five Guys. Five Guys is pretty good.
So my combo did include the burger from Five Guys. Okay. And it included the onion rings from Burger King and the Diet Coke from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, McDonald's does have the best.
Yeah, Coke products.
I think they have their own formula for Coke products.
They do. And
ketchup, though. Like, their ketchup is even different. It's, like, sugary.
They have their own syrup formula. I think someone blogged about it, and I read it at kiss951.com, to be honest.
Wouldn't surprise me.
What else you got? Right. What other text messages are coming through?
Okay, how about this one from 704? Steak and Shake Burger, Chick-fil-A Frosted Lemonade, which I've never had, but it sounds amazing, and I think I'm going to get one today.
That's good.
And McDonald's fries.
Yeah, I'm not into the McDonald's fries
what?
Like anybody else. It doesn't satisfy me.
McDonald's fries is my son's jam. Like, he will scream for some fries.
Because I either get them, it's never right. It's either I get them when they're not fresh and they're soggy, or they're too dang fresh and it burns my mouth and I don't even taste salt on them. They're too fresh.
Wait,
you gotta wait, buddy.
Can't
you
we
gotta
all,
cool.
Yeah, patience.
Oh, you're supposed to do that?
Can't we
again,
all?
Again, like my son, blow on them.
Roy once scratched a woman's hand who was handing Roy the bag from the drive-thru window because he's going in for the fry as she was handing it.
Give me that.
The fries is what you eat on the way home to then eat the burger. It's like
I
the
have
pre-meal
to sometimes
snack.
Throw the bag in the back of the car to keep myself from eating all the fries before I get home. But the Chick-fil-A fry, that waffle fry is the jam.
No, it's
think it's the best fry.
It's tasteless. It's too big. The only way I can enjoy it is if I smother it in Chick-fil-A sauce, which, by the way, anything that you have to smother in sauce probably ain't good. That's my whole thing with lobster. You have to smother lobster with butter for it to be delicious. Well, I can smother anything in butter, and it's going to be delicious.
540 Loren says that they love the curly fries at Arby's.
Yo.
Yeah, I saw that. They'll go just for the curly fries.
Ooh, I forgot. I may have to change my fry option from Burger King onion rings to curly fries at Arby's.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good.
828 just texted in Hardee's Burger.
Hardee's Burger. I've never had a Hardee's Burger. That's awesome. No. Flame broiled.
Hardee's is good, man. Hardee's has good breakfast.
Yeah.
Hardee's Burger, Arby's
how
curly
about
fries.
Zaxby's fries.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Manny.
No, this text just said Hardee's Burger, Arby's curly fries, and Bojangles sweet tea.
No, but the Hardee's does have the greatest breakfast. Back when, before quarantine, and I was showing houses on weekend mornings, if there was a Hardee's nearby, because there's not really one in the metro of Charlotte, but in the outer parts, there's tons of them, and I would always get breakfast there. Always.
That spicy chicken sandwich with biscuit. Mmm, so good.
I've been to a Roy Rogers before. I had one in my hometown of Montvale, New Jersey, at the highway rest stop.
Is that fast food? I don't know what Roy Rogers is.
I think it's kind of equivalent to Hardee's and, like, Arby's.
Okay.
They had burgers. Nobody's bringing up Taco Bell anything.
Oh, you know, but I didn't really consider them because I'm thinking, like, burgers.
Yeah.
But you could. I would be okay with you if there's a drive-through or it's some sort of a takeout food, I'm down. You could get the... What would you get at Taco Bell? I don't go there often.
Chicken chalupa supreme.
Chicken chalupa.
Chicken bacon wrap, extra avocado ranch.
Chicken bacon wrap from Taco Bell?
Where are you going with fries then, Nicole?
Dude, I love fast food. Like, I could eat fast food every day.
So what place you're going to get your best fries? If you're going to get that taco from Taco Bell, where are you going for fries and a drink?
All right. Probably Chick-fil-A for the waffle fries. Add Chick-fil-A sauce and Polynesian sauce. I need the variety. And then for drink...
Sprite from Burger King.
Ew, no.
So good.
Probably Bojangles sweet tea.
The mellow yellow from Five Guys. Like what? Mellow yellow.
Nobody's saying like milkshakes from wherever.
Wendy's Burgers 704 says mozzarella sticks from Arby's and a huge tea from Cookout.
Mmm, Cookout does have some good tea.
I don't think I've ever eaten at a cookout.
Oh, are you in the South? What's wrong with you?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Let's just wrap up the conversation because we got a lot of texts coming. And then we'll reset after 9. We got so much more to get to. Bonus hour today. We're on till 11. Loren, text messages coming in about the 3 fast food restaurants combos that you'll put together.
Yeah, I think this one's the funniest. It's Five Guys Burgers, Wendy's Fries, Chipotle's Mr. Pibb.
Chipotle Mr. Pibb.
I'm like, I have not seen or heard from Mr. Pibb in forever.
Oh, man.
I like 803 texting and said, man, I bought lunch to work today, but you all got me thinking fast food's going to happen.
Hey, you know.
Oh, yeah, somebody else said we got them wanting 12 days of fast food.
You know what would be a weird drink combo is PDQ's. Cheer One, because PDQ had that crisp, cold, delicious Cheer One. Y'all remember that when they'd bring it to the radio station?
Yep.
I do. I used to love that.
Oh, it's probably the only place. I don't know what they did with. I don't know what PDQ did with their Cheer One, but it was so good.
People are still just sending in so much about Cookout. Like it's
because it's a staple. It's, you know, when you're hanging out with your buddies, you don't have anything to do. You go to the Cookout. You know, you either eat in or you hang out in the parking lot and eat food.
It's not a good look for Cookout. But do you remember our intern who was our summer intern last year? and he unsolicited came in and goes, look at how skinny I was before my freshman year at App State.
Mm-hmm.
And we go, oh yeah, you put on the freshman 15. He goes, more like the freshman 30.
Right.
And we're kind of quiet for a minute. And he goes, damn, Cookout got me.
For like $4, you get so much delicious food.
I guess I need to try Cookout. I don't know. People are like texting in that Cookout's the jam.
You not eating Cookout's a crime.
Go to Cookout and then go check out a Chipotle Mr. Pibb.
Yeah.
And the Taco Bell Mexican pizza, people are saying.
People are saying that Cookout's milkshakes are really good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they have so many different flavors.
Okay. All right, keep them coming. We have it up on our socials, too. Your favorite fast food restaurant combos from 3 different restaurants is what we're playing this morning. Still to come, we want to play the Jennifer Aniston game. she's on almost every commercial that you watch now, like during the news. I've noticed that Jennifer Aniston's doing all these commercials. So we have a game called Did Jennifer Aniston Endorse It?
Okay.
So we'll do that coming up. But after 9, Loren, I want you to read this. The real reason why men cheat and are women partially to blame for the men's cheating.
Oh, okay. What?
You know, I feel like right now the world is just... It's just really confusing and scary. I love your show. Appreciate that you, of course, make me laugh, give me a moment of escape, make driving out and about feel good. And I'm getting educated, too. And
oh, you are?
This
is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loretta on KISS 95.1.
You want to win $500 with KISS Cash Code. Well, make sure you're listening at 10 a.m., less than an hour away from your chance to win. But the real reason men cheat. The reasons, really.
I'm all ears, because I'd love to know.
Men's like, it's easy, because they're jerks.
Uh-huh.
let's see here. Men are poor communicators in relationships. This is from Your Tango. God.
Where's my bell?
I had it over here somewhere. Oh, here it is. Tell me when you want me to hit it for you.
I want you to hit it for that first one. They're bad communicators.
Men don't effectively talk about what they want. And while they may mention wanting more certain things to spice up the relationship, they will quickly become resentful because it's not happening. But then they can't really, but they're not communicating what they want. So they hold grudges against you for that. Men have affairs due to their own insecurities.
Really?
Bell ring or no bell ring?
No bell ring.
Okay.
No matter how happy a man may be in his relationship, his insecurities will get the best of him.
But why would that lead him to cheat?
That's what I
want to
know.
Well,
because he's so insecure, he just needs to find someone who digs him. That's what I've heard. Like,
an ego thing?
Maybe he just wants to see if he's still got it. Maybe that's the insecurity.
Yeah, I mean, I told you guys I was close to a couple that cheated, a married couple, and, well, she cheated on him, and I sided with him bad, and I was like, you know, I was really close with this family, and I was like, you really hurt him. How dare you? And then he took her back.
And put you in a weird spot.
That put me in a weird spot because I talked bad about her. I was basically like, go to hell.
And now you're never on the Christmas card list.
Never. I never hear from them anymore. Yeah. And it's sad, but I'm happy that they're back together. Whatever works for you. But she said that she cheated on him because the person she cheated on him with was telling her things that the husband wasn't. You're beautiful today. You're gorgeous. You're
it's still not an excuse.
It's not an excuse, but it makes one feel good. It makes her gravitate towards him.
This is the real reason men cheat. Men try to avoid conflict in a relationship. Well, that doesn't make a lick of sense because it started conflict in a relationship when they cheat.
But they would rather not break up with somebody and just cheat on them than actually break up. That's the conflict, Roy.
Oh, okay.
That was my bell because you're right about that.
Yeah, and you were horrible at breaking up back in your days of...
I was bad. I hated conflict. I hated doing it.
I still hate conflict today.
You know what? I'm kind of in the public eye in radio. I wanted everybody to listen to the show. I didn't want to make anybody mad, including my exes.
All right.
I met most of my exes from the radio. I didn't want them to stop listening, so I just ghosted them.
This is the real reason why men cheat. They look for the path of least resistance.
Hmm. Okay. That's kind of the same thing, I think.
Yeah. Does that mean, like, finding a yes girl?
Looks like it.
Like finding a woman that won't say no to anything? Like finding a path to resistance?
Yeah, I mean, I guess also, you know, if you don't want to talk about, let's say you're arguing about something and you don't want to talk about it, but you got this other person who doesn't want to, they're not talking about it, they want to do other things, maybe that's the least resistance. So instead of dealing with the issue, they're just going to run away.
Yeah.
Thankfully, none of us here on the show have experience with this, but maybe you do, and maybe you can weigh in. We got 9 phone lines ready to go for you right now, 704-570-9595. You caught a cheater, whether it was a guy or girl. What was the reason they gave you that they cheated?
704-570-9595.
I'd be curious to see the range in, like... What if would the ultimate slap be how I wasn't attracted to you anymore, or like I wasn't in love with you anymore?
Ooh.
Right?
I mean, you can fall out of love. I get that. But, like, to say you're not attracted to somebody anymore is, like, a real nad shot.
Yeah. Well, but see, I'm so cocky. If Sterling ever said that he's no longer attracted to me, I'm like, damn, that's your loss. Because this is one fine guy sitting right in front of you.
All right, we'll jump on the phone with you guys. What was the excuse you got when you caught a cheater?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
Roy had a list. The real reason why men cheat. And Loren only agreed with like one or two things on the list. The rest she thought was nonsense. But one of them was insecurity. And we wondered about that.
Yeah, let's talk with Jessica in Union. Jessica, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, good morning. Hello, y'all.
So he cheated on you. What was his reason?
Yeah, so he said that he cheated on me. We dated for 8 years. We were engaged. And he told me that he cheated on me because he cheated on me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Because he felt like I was going to school and bettering my life, and I was like working towards bettering my career. And he point blank just pretty much said, you know, he felt like he was stagnant and wasn't doing much. And he was very insecure by the fact that like I was becoming successful, and that led him to cheat. He didn't
he pretty much did the whole it's not you, it's me.
Correct, yeah. I mean, well, he was very sorry after he cheated and everything, but he told me point blank, you know, this had nothing to do with you, this wasn't your fault, you were running your life, I just felt like I was stagnant, and that's pretty much how he made himself feel better.
Did you catch him, or did he come clean?
I caught him, and then he came clean, but of course, no, he didn't just come forward and say, hey, I made a mistake, and it wasn't just like a one-time thing, either.
Yeah, that stinks. Did you know the person that he was cheating on you with?
I didn't. We all went to school together, but no, I didn't know him personally.
I wonder if that makes it better.
To know? No. Well, I think if you knew the person, it'd be worse.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah. It was nice not knowing them because I could kind of like, you know, cut ties, move on with my life, and like there wasn't additional hurt added in.
Yeah, like on a lot of War of the Roses, if it's like a best friend that they're cheating on, you lose your partner and you're losing a best friend too, mm-hmm. which sucks.
Right, I couldn't imagine
that. All right. Well, thanks, Jessica. What are you doing this morning? That's you doing something essential?
Hi. Yeah, I am technically working construction, so nice. I am actually just going to the office.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for being out there for us. Thanks for listening, okay?
Always. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Stay well.
You guys ready to play Did Jennifer Aniston Endorse It or Not?
I would love to play.
Let's find someone to play with us.
704-570-9595. She endorses many products. And I think the main thing she endorses is like skincare crap. She's always talking about her skin.
We came up with different products, and you tell us whether or not Jen Aniston endorsed it. 704-570-9595. Get on the phone now.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorena. Kiss 95.1.
All right, we're going to play a fun game. Did Jennifer Aniston endorse it? To play the game, we are going to bring onto the Manny, Roy, and Lorena Morning Show Josh from Charlotte.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
So, Loren's going to host, and then we're all going to try to figure out, did Jennifer Aniston host it? You know, she's on a lot of infomercials.
Okay.
All right, bud.
Are you a big fan of Jennifer Aniston, Josh?
You. Yeah, kind of sore.
Yeah, I am, too. I agree. I like your enthusiasm.
All right.
I like what he said.
Well, let's see how well you know the products that she endorses. Let's start with Aveeno Night Cream. Does she endorse Aveeno Night Cream?
He was confident in that, yes.
Josh says yes. I'll say yes as well.
I thought Aveeno was like body wash, but okay, yes.
I think that's the one that's running now that I've seen.
Yes.
Everyone says yes?
Yes.
You are correct.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. How about deodorant? Antiperspirant soft and dry.
Yes. No. Yes.
What do you say, Manny?
I say she does. Yes, I'm going to say yes. Josh says no. What does Roy say?
I'm going to go with a yes.
She does not.
Oh. Got that one wrong.
I've never even heard of this. Chapter One Perfume.
Josh, is that a Jennifer Aniston endorsed product?
The say it again?
Chapter One Perfume.
No.
Yeah, I agree. No, I'm going to say no.
I'm going to
go with
yes.
Roy is correct.
All right.
Good for you, bud. You really know you're at Jen Ann.
I think I heard of that.
What else you got? See. Give us a couple more.
How about Emirates Airlines?
Oh, you know what? I think I did. Does. I think I did see her on an airplane doing a thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody.
Emirates Airline. Okay.
I think, but I think it's
someone else.
It's Gloria, Carter? Gloria from Modern Family, who does it. I think. Jay. I'm going to say no.
Sophia Vergara.
That's who I think does those. Sophia Vergara.
All right. So I have a yes, a no, and Roy.
I'm going to go with yes.
She does endorse it.
She what?
She does.
Oh, okay. I thought she did. Okay.
Manny, you were wrong on that one.
Nah, what else is new? You hear that all the time.
All right, how many?
More.
You want one more?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Smart Water.
No.
Does Jennifer Aniston endorse Smart Water?
Really?
I say no.
No.
I mean, I feel like yes.
Roy is correct again.
Roy! Stalk much?
I am a big fan of Jennifer Aniston.
Josh, what are you doing today, bud?
I'm working.
What do you do? What kind of work?
I'm an electrician.
I thought you were an electrician. We've spoken with Josh before.
I thought you knew that just by hearing his voice.
No, I know we've spoken with Josh before. He's an electrician. He heads out.
Well, when this coronavirus stuff settles down, I'm going to have to get you to come over to my house, Josh. I got a laundry list of work for an electrician.
Josh is like, yeah, I'm not interested in working in a home that was built in 1920 that's got leaks.
And working on electric work. Yeah. He's like, right. I don't have a death wish.
Thanks for playing, Josh. Stay safe, okay, bud?
Thanks, always.
Josh, right. When I open my panel box, it's exposed wires. Is that normal?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Getting us up on the very latest in celebrity gossip with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show on Kiss 95.1. Here is our very own Loren.
So Ariana Grande, she is thought to be part of the upcoming cast for American Horror Story, and I'm the most excited about this. Now, the show creators also was one of the creators of Scream Queens. Remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
And Ari was on that show. Well, he only follows, like, one person on social media.
Good move.
And, huh?
That's such a good move.
Yeah, that is a good move. Well, the other person being his husband. So when he started following Ariana after posting the teaser for the upcoming season, people were like, let me put two and two together here. I think maybe y'all might be working together again. Now, neither have actually confirmed the speculation, but we're pretty sure this one's going to happen.
Okay.
Graduates of 2020, listen up. I know you're not going to get the graduation that you think, but now Facebook and Instagram are trying to give you a multi-hour streaming event on May 15th that is going to include words of wisdom from Jennifer Gardner, Lil Nas X, Miley Cyrus is going to perform The Climb, and Oprah is going to be the commencement speaker for the class of 2020.
What are you going to say, Oprah? What are you going to open up with?
Well, I do have big breasts.
Okay.
That's a good opening. That will sure get the kids' attention. And then you go on to say,
I want you to win. I want you to win.
Same. So do I.
I get it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thanks,
Oprah. Are you done, Oprah?
Yeah, she's done.
Okay. So Page Six is saying that you can basically hound your favorite celebrities to have them drop in on your happy hour Zoom calls. Shaq and David Spade has been known to do it. But yeah, so if you're...
You can pay for this?
I don't know if you have to pay for it. I'm sure there's a service that provides it. Like, you know, there's Cameo that does that.
Yeah, it says that's right. Industries are setting up a service like Cameo where stars can get paid to jump in on your video message calls.
Yeah. So,
awesome.
I mean, who would you want to jump in on a video chat?
Oh, I know who.
Carol freaking Baskin, Loren.
Joe Exotic from jail.
Joe Exotic's husband.
I don't think Joe Exotic can jump on a Zoom call. He can barely make a phone call from jail.
Let alone a Zoom call. I don't know. Like, jokingly, I would want, like, a B or C-list celebrity.
Because that's funnier?
That's funny to me, yeah.
Okay.
And, like, you don't tell, you ignore them. turn the mic off, like, a screech from Saved by the Bell, and you just keep them on mute.
I would want someone with such huge personality, like Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye. He would, like, come on my video chat and take it over, and I would love it.
That would be fun.
The hills are alive with the sound of bad footwear.
You can get more celebrity gossip at kiss951.com and your coronavirus updates.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Boy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
If you missed it, Roy had some big news that he shared with us at 7 a.m. this morning. And actually, somebody heard you, Roy, and said once they got to work, they wanted to call in.
Okay.
And talk about it and discuss it. We will say it has to do with social services in the state of Virginia, Roy's home state.
So that's going to be coming up just after 10. Also at 10, we have a chance to win $500. Kiss cash code, a little cash in your pocket. We want to hand you some money.
All right, we'll get to that coming up here in a minute. Let's see. These are just some articles that have been sitting around. Oh, producer Nicole gave us this text message that someone sent in that said, this is a warning. Please do not wear a mask in your car if you're not carrying at-risk passengers. I find people that wear masks in their car distracting and cause them to drive stupid. Just pull it down to your chin and hang it off your ear so that you have it there when you get out of your car.
How about this? Mind your own business. Don't look at my car. I can do whatever I want.
I thought that was a funny text we got. I know. I don't know if I've seen anybody driving with a mask in their car.
I haven't, but I mean, I wouldn't judge them if I did.
Yeah. Today is National Devil Dog Day.
A devil dog?
That is the exact reaction I wanted to hear from you two. And I didn't want to hear either one of you two go, oh my God, I love devil dogs, because there is nothing to love about a devil dog.
What is a devil dog?
It's that thing that has a layer of cream between two brown food cake sandwiches that are so thick.
Ew.
Google it so you can see it. You would know it when you saw it.
Oh, is that like a Drake cake thing?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those aren't that bad.
They're like Twinkies, but yeah, they're brown with cream in the middle.
What's wrong with those?
They're so dry.
Oh, they are very dry, but it's a dry chocolate cake mashed between two creams. They're not that bad.
Is it a Drake's cake?
I believe it is a Drake's cake, yes.
I don't know, but I'm pregnant and everything looks good.
Right?
Manny, don't hate it.
I'm just fat and everything looks good.
Buddy, I meant to tell you, I haven't seen you in a long time. You're back in the studio today. You look good.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Did I lose weight?
You did.
All right.
You look really good.
I haven't had as much fast food.
And a new poll done by a company called OnePoll asked 2,000 Americans if their car is dirtier than their homes. If there's more crap laying around your car than there is in your home.
That is true. My car is way messier than my home.
I'd say mine's about even, but I'm pretty clean.
Yeah, your car's pretty clean. I've been in your car. I've been in your home, too. But most Americans, in fact, 41% of Americans say yes, their home is cleaner than their car. Now, what is the dirtiest part of people's cars? The back seat, 30%. Cup holders, 27%.
Trunk. Trunk, yeah.
22%. That came in fifth.
Yeah, I hide things in my trunk.
Dashboard, 22%. That's just where dust and grossness collects. Like, on the right, the cup holders.
Yeah, it needs a good deep cleaning.
You know what I had? Dean had to have the gummy, the sweet tart gummies in my car. You know, like they're like the gummy sweet tart things with the sugar on them.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it.
And the freaking box was on my front seat. And when I turned the other day, the box fell off my seat and the gummies and the sugar went everywhere. That had to be at least Friday of last week. What's today? Tuesday? And it's still
now
there.
Now they're probably melted into your carpets.
Yeah, the ants are loving them. By the way, the top five things that are currently in Americans' cars: crumbs, empty bottles,
bugs,
food wrappers, old magazines, and a blanket all rounded out the top five. Why would you? A blanket?
I have a blanket in my car.
You have it for a quick photo shoot, which could break out at any given time.
Oh, stop.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So if you want to win $500, the time for the keyword at 10 just ran out. But don't worry. We're going to give you another keyword at noon. It's called the Kiss Cash Code.
Loren, Roy kind of dropped a bombshell on us. We don't do family meetings very often on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, but when we do, it's usually a serious subject. And This was almost a family meeting type situation. I think Roy's so shocked about what happened that he isn't fully grasping still what's going on, the extent of what he could be involved in.
I think it should be a family meeting, personally. But, Roy, you got asked to pretty much foster a child you've never met.
Pretty much. I got a letter here from the Department of Social Services that they believe that I'm related to this kid. And it's like extended family. It's like a cousin that married into someone, that type of, you know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And they want me to provide a temporary permanent home and support this child. It doesn't say for how long. I don't know these people, so I don't know how old the kid is. I don't know what the family's like. I don't know anything about him. And it has an attorney for me to contact and a caseworker for me to contact.
And you passed it along to your mom and your sister, and they're aware of those people. They know who you're talking about,
not
but they don't.
No. We're not aware of those people. We're aware of that last name.
Okay.
Which isn't really, I mean, it's kind of a common last name.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Amelia and Charlotte, good morning. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, our bonus hour.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you texted earlier this morning and said that you wanted to call in when you got to work. You're at work now. You heard that story earlier. What do you got? What did you want to add?
Yeah, so I can actually relate to this story, ironically. I mean, not to be negative, because these things can be really good, but I actually have, like, first-hand experience. My uncle actually fostered, like a distant family, kind of like a third cousin, and it was a disaster. Like, the kid ended up being like Tasmanian devil. He was awful, and it only lasted like 2 months because it was so bad. So just know, like, that could actually happen when you take that risk.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because I grew up in New Jersey, and there was a sort of a similar situation. And it's like this boy came from, he was probably a teenager, and he came from Kentucky to northern New Jersey, like suburbia, where he's not comfortable. You know what I mean? Like right. Forget where the people who are taking him in. Think about how the foster child feels about going to a new environment.
Yeah,
that's true. I didn't think of
adjustment.
Yeah. And it wasn't home for him, and he felt weird. And I mean, yeah, unfortunately, like, fought everyone, like, you know, and was mean to everyone, and it just didn't work out. And then one day he wasn't there anymore, and that was it.
But see, I hate that. I hate how kids bounce around in the system.
Amelia, did your uncle know this child, or was it kind of a random contact like Roy's getting?
No, it was definitely a random contact, and he thought about it and was like, yes, I can do it. All of a sudden, the intention was going to be great. It seemed like such a good setup, and it turned into a major disaster, major disaster. So, yeah.
Well, at least he tried.
It's just
So your advice to Roy is to not try, is to not do it? Because we heard a lot of texts from people that said you should, and you shouldn't.
No, I'm saying at least that her uncle tried. Like, maybe Roy should just try. I don't know.
We're going to go visit Aunt Loren today.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm becoming a dad. I'm going to start pawning the kid off on you guys.
Aunt Loren, Roy, come get this kid.
Aunt Loren is really excited.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. It puts me in a weird situation because I feel like I'm turning a kid away.
Yeah.
I feel, but at the same time, I don't feel like I'm qualified enough to take care of a child. I don't think I'd be the best caregiver for a child. So in a sense, am I doing a disservice for this kid, bringing this kid in, and I'm not even equipped to handle the kid. I don't know.
You could give him a better life than just bouncing around foster homes, though.
I mean, is that the case, though? Because these are people that's gone through training, and I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Buddy, there's nothing but Amelia, I'm sure you understand that there's nothing wrong with Roy saying no. Like, you're going to feel bad about it maybe because he goes back to the foster system, but your hope is that another family member, somebody who maybe he's closer to,
exactly,
takes him in, you know?
Yeah.
And you'll know more. Really, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry. I mean, you're risking, think about it. Try to get some history on this kid. Know how old they are, because you're taking in someone who, I mean, you're at risk. So I would say, I mean, be careful what you're doing, because when you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. When you say no to something, you're saying yes to something else. You know what I mean? So
right.
Just think about it.
All right, Amelia. Well, hopefully Roy gets an update when he talks to the social worker or the attorney. And like either, you know, we'll give you an update at this time, either tomorrow or Thursday, hopefully, bud.
Perfect. I'm going to call them again today. I called them Saturday, left voicemails. Who knows with coronavirus how to get a hold of people, but I'm going to do it again.
Thanks, Amelia.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. There goes Amelia. It is just, you're not ready.
Right?
You're not ready.
Right? I would be a horrible dad as a
You're just
now.
Not ready.
It's never a good time to have a kid.
I know, and I had so many people text me that. They're like, what if you got someone pregnant? I'm like, well, I'm gay. I can't just, that doesn't happen with me. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's like when I adopted my dog, Callie, I didn't even have a cage or a bowl, but those people were so nice at the North Mech Animal Rescue. They gave us a cage, a bowl, a leash, and everything. And they're like, when you buy the stuff, just return it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Hi, Charlene in Gastonia.
Hey, how are ya?
We're doing really well. What do you think?
I say I'm personally adopted, so I would say try it. Everything happens for a reason, but find out all the details. And you never know. This actually might teach you to be a parent, you know, help you in that kind of direction. Even if it's not something you want right now, it may show you something that you do not know right now. It may help you with the discipline or, you know, all of the whole parental thing.
Yeah, Charlene
may teach you that you never want kids.
But Charlene brings up a good point. Fostering isn't adopting.
Right. It's temporary. Fostering, it's like becoming a foster parent for a dog. I get it.
It's temporary.
And see, and I'm 41. I have no kids, but I've had four open heart surgeries, and I've always said I will foster any child, any race, any religion, any ethnic, but before I would have personally adopt right now. But that's just me.
Mm-hmm. I would challenge you to foster Roy for a week, Charlene.
You wouldn't be able to handle me. I'm too messy. Yeah.
All of his dramas, all of his weird thoughts.
Yep. Tax audits.
Yeah. Thanks, Charlene. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Stay safe.
You got it. You too. Let's see. 704 says, you don't need training, really. My grandma adopted a brother and a sister and thought about adopting their older brother, too. So it's easy just to kind of segue into this.
It is.
That's what people are saying.
I don't know if I'd use the word easy.
I don't know if it's easy.
Do you know the age?
No, I don't. I could barely fix myself breakfast. Do you know how many times I look in the refrigerator and I don't know what to do? When you have a kid there, you have to know what to do.
You're like a gourmet cook. You can't pull that card.
All right. Hopefully we'll get an update from Roy here in the next couple days. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren show on Kiss 95.1. So Roy got contacted by social services in Virginia saying that there's a distant family member who needs fostering, and his name was one of the names listed as a potential foster parent. And we just heard from someone who said it's difficult to foster sometimes. Like, her uncle did it and it didn't turn out well.
Mm-hmm.
Kid was a Tasmanian devil, I think she said. But
I had foster brothers and it went well. It was great.
704 says, Roy, you've been put on the spot, and I don't think that's fair. It's not like you decided to do this, so if you decide not to do it, you're not going to, don't feel guilty about it.
Yeah, I know. It is very much so putting me on the spot. And then, of course, like an idiot, I go to the radio to talk about it, which makes it put even me more in a public position, because now I feel like I'm publicly rejecting a poor child.
Mm.
which I didn't mean to dig my own hole. Didn't mean to do that.
Another text message said Roy should watch the movie Instant Family. I think it's on Hulu, but it deals with foster children and siblings, and it's super cute. That's from Colleen in Huntersville.
I have seen that. I just, you know, having a kid is or was nowhere near in my timeline. Not like within the next 3 years, maybe five, but not definitely not within the, 3 years. Still working on myself.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about the situation yet, though. I mean, let's, everyone pump your brakes a little bit.
What are you talking about? This is the perfect time to pump your brakes and put an end to it.
No, I mean, maybe everything happens for a reason, but you haven't even spoken to the attorney yet.
Hold on. Here's my phone tube.
Oh, is this the attorney?
Yes, Roy Brown, please.
This is Roy.
Hello, Roy. We have Beep here, and he put your name down as a potential foster parent.
Yeah, I don't know him.
Well, he currently is on his yacht off the Amalfi Coast.
Oh.
His private jet should be arriving sometime around 3:30 this afternoon, where he will then take a trip down to Charlotte if you're interested.
Well, I didn't realize I was adopting Richie Rich. Come on.
This foster child does have a lot of money and no parents to guide him through how to spend it properly.
Well, come on. Come on over to Roy's house.
Or Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Loren, Roy was surprised to see what I was doing in the studio right now.
What are you doing?
He is modifying his vacation from Disney to Folly Beach.
Oh.
Folly, are you open? Folly, do you want the manies this summer?
Hey, I hear the beaches down there are open, but you got to let the idiots get down there and get sick first, and then you go.
By the way, do you think it's going to be more expensive?
I don't know.
Because everyone's trying to flock there?
I don't know. I'm looking up Airbnbs. What's the situation? Would you guys not Airbnb? Let's talk about this.
I'm not an Airbnb fan at all.
Even prior to COVID-19?
Yep.
See, I think there's more social distancing with Airbnb than there is staying in a hotel.
Oh, well, I'm just talking about in general. I mean, you take coronavirus out of it. I'm like, I don't. The idea of being in someone's home freaks me out, especially because I don't know how clean they are. I don't know. There's no regulation like there is towards the hotel industry.
But they have, like, people who rent their homes out, like a VRBO or an Airbnb. They have people that come in and professionally clean.
Yeah, but there's not like where the law requires bed bug checks and all that other regulation.
Sure.
And by the way, if you really want to look at it, if you want to get woke with it, they're actually all Airbnbs are discriminate. None of them are handicap accessible. So they really put people with disabilities with a disadvantage.
Yeah.
If you really want to go down the path.
Can you really not search for a handicap accessible Airbnb?
I mean, it's going to be hard to find a home.
Wait a minute. First of all, is Airbnb even working right now? Aren't you supposed to not be going? I mean, I'm booking for the future, but still.
I think they probably have a date where you can book past.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm supposed to go to Disney. That's not happening. Even if Disney opens, I read one article that said Disney's expected to open in June. I read another article that said Disney says see you in 2021.
Yeah. Really? 2021? I don't know about that.
That's what I told Amanda because it's such a huge hit on the economy for Florida and California.
But if you think about it, even if they open and they have to pay people, they can only let so many people into the park. So the break even or the loss of money might be better for them to stay closed.
My buddy who lives down in Tampa has year-long passes to Disney, and he said he's hearing locally that they're only going to allow day people to come. You won't be able to stay in the resorts.
Oh.
So they'll be able to open, but it'll just be like a day park, kind of like how California's was. But I don't know. Producer Nicole whispered in my ear that Folly Beach isn't even open.
Oh, I thought they opened up all the beaches. I guess maybe each town gets to... I guess the governor says y'all can do it if you want, and then the town
is that
the
right
jurisdiction.
Nicole, each beach is up to their own jurisdiction whether or not they want to stay open.
Yeah, so I had my mom and I had Mother's Day weekend at Folly, and the Airbnb canceled because they're staying closed. But North Myrtle Beach is the only South Carolina beach that I believe chose to open up.
Gotcha. So what's the deal if I'm booking 4th of July week for Folly Beach? On Airbnb, and I get full money back. It does, like, there's nothing that even says that.
Yeah. So my I had an Airbnb for June and July, and it pretty much told me, like, you have to have booked before a certain day. So, like, I guess that in their mind, you booking now means that you're aware of what could happen. Whereas, like, I booked in January and I had no idea.
Yeah.
But what if the Airbnb cancels on you? What if they're like, we don't want someone in our home?
Well, even if Airbnb cancels, you get full money refund. It's only if you cancel that, okay, that things get wishy-washy.
Would you be comfortable going? Roy said no.
Yeah, I mean, I was supposed to go to an Airbnb in July in Denver, and well, I don't feel...
I think July would be fine.
Well, Halsey's not happening in July at Red Rocks. Not? No.
Yeah, that trip's getting canceled.
Oh, no. You were really looking forward to that.
You know what? I'm not ready to talk about it.
Oh, gosh.
I told you.
That's all we heard for the longest time.
When did you book that trip?
Maney.
No, I'm serious. I forget.
Did you get trip insurance?
Like months ago.
Does it make you sad?
I'm about to call you by your first name.
Steven!
Move on!
All right. I'm looking for, because we're going to be off in the summer. We have vacation. We're going to take it, damn it.
Yeah, I mean, because they're saying the signs are getting better now, right?
I mean, yeah, but then it's like the so figure this out. How's this for a kick in the crotch? The more we social distance, the longer it takes for us to peak.
I got so angry at that. But also at the same time, that's good because less people are going to be infected. So
that's true.
So the peak isn't, it's still a good thing if the peak's later.
We're just pushing the wave.
Right.
Airbnb is doing a whole training for hosts on how to CDC be CDC compliant. Someone texted. And then someone else said, Nicole, I feel your pain. My dream concert at Red Rocks also got canceled in June.
I would say by July, things are good, right? I mean, it has to be.
What do you mean good?
Well,
isn't that our projected, like, fully open date?
Yeah. That's phase three.
That's when phase three. Yeah, when phase three would happen. So we would almost be, like, completely 100%. But that's also just North Carolina.
Right. Yeah, I guess every state's different with their
Georgia's like, projections. Georgia must be in a bubble. Georgia, no. I just did an article on, I just blogged about how the Waffle Houses are opening in Georgia.
Georgia's already
Georgia
in phase three.
Georgia wants to go
three.
Bowling.
Yeah. Georgia's like only lip kissing when you arrive here.
Is there any way we could put Georgia and Las Vegas next to each other and right? Just let them infect each other?
Seriously. Only direct flights from Georgia to Vegas.
Yeah.
All right. We are out of here for the day. Thanks for hanging with us on our bonus hour. It's Maney, Roy, and Loren. We do have another shot at you to give you $500 at noon today.
We do. We're trying to help you out. We're feeding the front lines, taking food to our doctors and nurses and hospital staffs. By the way, I found out that some of them working 24-hour shifts.
It's crazy.
Because of so many COVID-19 patients. We're trying to feed them. And then on top of that, we won't take care of you. You know, unemployment's huge. People are taking pay cuts. So $500 in your pocket. That's what we're trying to give you. KISS cash code, new keyword coming up at noon today.
And now we're going to ask you to do something again. Roy just said we're going to help you. Now we're asking right. You to help us with Operation Kids Care, as we still need cards for long-term care facilities. So if you're a parent and you have some kids around the house who want to do some arts and crafts, instead of just having them scribble on a piece of paper, make a card out of it, and we'll hand it out to the people inside long-term care facilities who really need a smile on their face. And more facilities are reaching out to us. We've got over 1,000 cards, but the need is still there. So just head to kiss951.com to find out how you can get us the cards so that we can get them to these care facilities.
Yep.
All right. Anything else, Loren? You want to say anything? We've got to talk to you tomorrow about your virtual sprinkle that we're going to do.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
All right.
But no, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Cameron's up next. Have a great day, y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.